Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3. Hey everybody, I'm back again. Thanks for joining us. My name is Zoe, that's Z-O or Z-O if you're outside of the U.S. And this is Backlit Cinema, the podcast. I'm coming right back at you with a bonus episode 19. I haven't done one of these in a while. Bonus episode 19 is Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. I'm coming at you with some no spoiler impressions. So I've seen what the other reviewers said, but before we get to what the other reviewers said, why don't we take a look at who's in the movie? So we have Paul Rudd as Scott Lang, Ant-Man, Evangeline Lilly as Hope Van Dyne, Wasp, Michael Douglas as Hank Pym, Dr. Hank Pym, Michelle Pfeiffer as Janet Van Dyne, Jonathan Majors as Kang the Conqueror, Catherine Newton as Cassie Lang, Bill Murray as Lord Kyler, Katie M. O'Brien as Gentora, William Jackson Harper as Quaz, James Cutler as Zolom, and David Dasmalchian as Veb. So this movie was directed by Peyton Reed, and it was written by Jeff Loveness and Jack Kirby. So, like I said, no spoilers review. And I've seen kind of what other reviewers had said, some of the others. I hadn't watched a whole bunch of reviews before I watched the movie, but I have seen a couple of them. And I even seen an article that it had the lowest score on Rotten Tomatoes for a Marvel film since The Eternals. Now, as I look at the score, it has changed. So currently, because before it was like in a low, it was in a, I think the 50s or the 60s, but now the critic score is sitting at 87%. The audience score is at 80%, which is kind of where I sit. So I thought this was an extremely fun movie. So I don't understand why it had such a low Rotten Tomato score to begin with. For me, this was a fun movie with fun characters. Peyton Reed had, the way he directed this movie, it kind of leads you along. So I really enjoy how the movie leads you along. I love the pacing. It doesn't feel like anything is wasted. I didn't get how people were confused with the plot. I didn't see any of the plot holes, but you know, I'm a little bit thick. I'm pretty dense sometimes. So sometimes I just miss stuff. So maybe if I sit with it for a while, I'll think of a possible plot hole or something, or why people would get confused. But right now, after just seeing the movie, I don't see it. And the audience that I was with, they enjoyed it too. Some of them applauded at the end of the movie. This movie has one mid-credit scene and it has one after-credit scene. And the whole movie ties in nicely with that great TV series, Loki. And you don't have to watch Loki to watch this movie, but that is to say, if you hadn't watched it, but if you do choose to watch it, it kind of gives you a greater picture of this entire story, of this entire arc that's going to happen with Kang the Conqueror. So some actors that kind of stood out for me in this movie, some performances that I really like. Paul Rudd, he was very funny and he has great comic timing. Michelle Pfeiffer, she was a believable action star and she had some intense emotion that really enhanced the tension. Catherine Newton, she is showing some great potential and she has fine chemistry with Paul Rudd. Their scenes together were delightful. And the actor that, or the performance that everybody's talking about, Jonathan Majors, he has this poise, this gravitas, this swagger that makes him believable and sincere. So that's basically what I can tell you. The movie flowed nicely. It had great action. It had great sequences. I can see how people compare it to Star Wars. To me, it kind of looked like Star Wars and Lord of the Rings. You had these massive armies just clashing with each other. Has some fantastic scenes. And yeah, if you ask me, if you're going to take my humble opinion, y'all go ahead and watch. Y'all go ahead, go to the theater. Go ahead and watch Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. I think it's well worth it. I had a wonderful time. I ended up seeing it in IMAX. I wasn't trying to see it in IMAX, but it really looks good in IMAX. It really takes advantage of this huge screen, of this gigantic screen, because there's so much to look at. So that's my take on, those are my impressions on this movie. So thanks a lot for listening. Backlick Cinema, the podcast.